The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo, PhD. Most parents surveyed in Japan support SMA newborn screening. Despite being mostly unaware of spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, most Japanese parents support newborn screening for the disease, according to data from a small survey-based study. The most cited reasons behind this support included the importance of early diagnosis and the fact that treatments are available. These findings add to the growing number of studies and efforts supporting the benefits of newborn screening for SMA, as well as its implementation around the world. Still, there is a need to collect more data to determine appropriate treatment for every possible situation, and to build a robust follow-up system before the screening is implemented in the country, the researchers noted. The study, Views of the General Population on Newborn Screening for Spinal Muscular Atrophy in Japan, was published in the journal Children. The leading genetic cause of death in infants and children, SMA affects 1 in every 6,000 to 10,000 live births. It's caused by a deficiency of SMN, a protein essential for motor neuron and muscle health, mainly due to mutations in both copies of the SMN1 gene. The existence of a second SMN gene, called SMN2, partly compensates for the loss of SMN1-produced SMN. Typically, the more SMN2 gene copies a person has, the less severe the disease. The approval of the first SMA treatment, Biogen Spinraza or nusinersen, in 2016 and 2017 in several countries, and the importance of early detection and treatment in preventing lifelong disability prompted the start of newborn screening programs for SMA in a number of countries. In Japan, SMA has not yet been added to the list of diseases screened in newborns, but a pilot screening study was conducted in 2018 and 2019. Now, researchers have assessed how the general parental population in Japan views newborn screening for SMA. An explanation sheet and a questionnaire about SMA newborn screening were distributed to two general population groups. One group included 106 parents of children visiting an allergy clinic, and the other included 235 parents of 5-year-olds visiting the hospital for a medical checkup. A separate group of 8 parents of children with SMA also responded to the survey. In the general population group, valid responses were obtained from 269 parents, 100 in the allergy group, and 169 in the medical checkup group. Most respondents were mothers and 30 to 39 years of age. 2 participants reported being close to an SMA patient. Results showed about half the respondents said they knew nothing about SMA before the survey, with more than 45% reporting that they know a little about the disease, and less than 5% saying they knew a lot. In addition, more than 94% admitted to being aware of new SMA treatments. More than 95% of participants said they would prefer that their newborn be screened for SMA if such a program was available, mainly due to the importance of early diagnosis and the availability of disease-modifying treatments. The main reason cited by the 10 parents who did not favor newborn screening for SMA was that they believed testing should be performed only after symptoms appear, 5 responses, followed by the fact that such screening would make them feel anxious, 2 responses. When asked about how much they were willing to pay for SMA newborn screening, about 30% of all respondents said any price. Another 30% were willing to pay about 5,000 yen, or about $45. And less than a quarter said they would only do it if it was free. These responses were similar to those of parents of SMA patients treated with Spinraza. In that group, all parents favored SMA newborn screening, mainly citing early diagnosis as a key step to slow disease progression and the fact that treatments are available. In contrast to parents of children not affected by SMA, most parents of SMA patients would do the screening regardless of the price, while 37.5% said they were willing to pay about 10,000 yen, or about $91. These findings highlighted that the general population in Japan mostly agreed with screening for SMA in newborns, even though they did not know much about SMA, the researchers wrote. As such, we need to increase public awareness of SMA and accumulate more data to determine appropriate treatment indications before implementing a newborn screening program for SMA, the team added. One of the points still under debate is the management and treatment of newborns genetically diagnosed with SMA and carrying four or more SMN2 copies, who may likely develop milder forms of the disease, with an onset during childhood, type 3, or early adulthood, type 4. To have a positive impact on SMA patients and their families when SMA newborn screening is performed, there should ideally be an established flow of treatment, a long-term follow-up system, support for the family, and a subsidy for medical expenses already in place, the researchers wrote. They concluded, quote, newborn screening for SMA is promising, but it is in very early stages.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. Not only does the 31 Days of SMA campaign highlight some amazing people, it also sheds light on what needs to change in our communities, like normalizing disabled models, for example. For the past 2 years, Vita has been signed with a Slovenian modeling agency and gotten a firsthand look at the lack of inclusion in the fashion industry today. Despite being signed, many customers or brands aren't as willing to be inclusive with their campaigns, and through her work, Vita hopes to change that landscape. Do you feel as though the fashion industry needs to do more in hiring disabled models and making their brands more inclusive? We would love to hear your thoughts on this. Head to the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums to give us your input and get the link to read her entire story. For Lamondre, he considers SMA to be a part of who he is, but while he embraces that fact of his life, he also stresses the idea that SMA is not the only defining characteristic that makes up his personhood. In the 31 Days of SMA feature, Lamondre brings up great discussions in regard to ableism, how society perceives disability, and the importance of being seen for who you really are as an individual. He ends the piece by saying, "I had to learn how to embrace all of who I am. I also had to learn not to allow the opinions or expectations of others to determine how I saw myself. Once I did that, I became free. Free to live this big, full, authentic life. Not as this special dude with SMA, but simply as Lamondre." Do you agree with him? Check out his full article on our website. How you perceive yourself can be a challenge. In her story, Lana shares an important message, one we don't hear often enough, about seeing beyond our disability and recognizing the self-worth that is deeply rooted in all of us. If you needed a dose of inspiration, look no further. Do you struggle with how you perceive yourself because of SMA? If so, you're not alone. The road to self-acceptance isn't a straight shot and can be quite the journey. The Garcia family knows that the word SMA is life-altering when they found out prenatally their child would have it. It was even suggested they terminate the pregnancy. After doing their own research and soul-searching, there was no question that they decided to accept the SMA journey. Their daughter Luna is thriving after being treated with Zolgensma. She's their miracle. Perseverance is something the Lim family is familiar with. As a family, they realize that although treatment offers a second chance, it doesn't have to profoundly change your life. It can aid in the continuation of the life you're familiar with. Not only that, it can provide a breather, allowing them to prepare for the next obstacles life throws at them. Obstacles are no match for Carissa. At 30 years old, she's known in her field as an art director and graphic designer. Besides having her own apartment, she has a modified vehicle and lots of plans. In a system designed to keep people with disabilities from succeeding, she's thriving and wants to encourage others to do the same. Attitude plays a big part in your outlook on life. Rachel found that out when she learned her son has SMA. Hearing this diagnosis at first made her bitter and angry. She put a lot of blame on herself. When she realized if she wants her son to rise above adversity, she has to lead by example. She started taking care of herself and having a positive attitude. With that, they'll overcome challenges that lie ahead. All of these stories can be found on our website at smanewstoday.com. But that's all I have for you today. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.